Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Just the remix. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? We are back with another best ball tournament, another best ball tournament draft. This one is for Lethal Weapon 4. There you go. There's the design on the screen right now. What up, what up? Shout out to the crew. Man, people must be busy tonight because there's not a lot of people in here to start. I know a lot of drafts probably going down right now. And Nick Von B said, even Hustler, I can't believe this whole... Oh, I could trade Green Bay at all. Yeah, he said, I'm a Texan. Green Bay, he's not worth that much money. No, he's really not, man. They gave him probably way too much money, I feel. Like, he's being paid like one of the top DNs in the league, and he's just not that, man. Yes, PJ said, one draft is over. Yes, we finally finished. Feeling good about that squad over there. I'm assuming we're going to get some other people jumping in here soon. We'll talk about some other drafts that are available when some more people pop in. And say, yeah, let me get Tesla and Coker. All right. And we're two rounds in right now. I got CD and Bucky to start. And a lot of running backs. Running backs, the heaviest position off the board right now. 1, 2, 3, 6 in the first round. 2, 4, 6 in the second round as well. And then 1 already in the third round. So 13 total. And we've only had 25 picks off the board. And Nick said, Michael Parsons should not have been traded to the Packers. This is my favorite draft until this Saturday at 1. I'm doing my last minute checks with you. Nice, bro. Nice. It's a way to do it. Okay. Crispy. Let's see where Crispy's going. Oh, he takes Alvin Kamara. You sucker. All right, let's see. Toyota 1 taking Puka. Puka in the middle of the third. What the fuck? And then there goes Nico. Hey, running backs are going so crazy. I think I'm just going to do the smart thing and take another running back. Yeah, I feel like I got to. Got so many coming off the board. And hey, Daniel Berry, what up, bro? Okay. And PJ, he said, you like Chris Brooks or Khalil Mullins? I was thinking both have a chance to do something. Yeah. I don't know. Not too excited about it. I know we're talking like last rounds in the guillotine, but yeah. And Danny said, would you trade J-Mo, Marvin Harrison, and Judy for Chase? That's tough, probably, but I don't know. Like, it's going to weaken your squad, isn't it? Like, how stacked is your other bro? Like, having Travis Hunter and Khalil Shakir on the bench, that's where they belong. But now they're going to be starters because you're going to have Chase. I don't like that. MT said, there you go. Someone drafting Genty before Taylor. It happens. Yeah. Doesn't mean it's going to be, who knows if it's going to be a good pick or a bad pick. We just know that you hate Taylor. That's all we know. Bro, you better hope Genty doesn't get hurt because you're the one who jinxed him. I'm just reminding you of that, bro. If he gets hurt, you're literally the one to blame for it because you're going so hard for him over Jonathan Taylor. Dude, it happens, man. It happens.
Okay. You know what? Dang it. Do I? You know what? We're locking down another RB.
Oh, and Germ's in the house. He said, we back, bro. We never left, homie. We've been doing drafts for this tournament since March. Glad to have you back, though, man. Glad to have you back. He said, any dabs today? Thoughts? I always got dabs. I'm trying to stay disciplined and only do dabs when the super chats come in because I buy really expensive dabs. So if I was just going to, I would literally sit here and dab all day, but I don't have the, finances. Like I don't have the finances for that. One day we'll get a dab sponsor who will just be throwing me a handful of G's per month for it. So the ones that I go for, the live rosin, and so it's 65 a gram, but it's the tax that kills you. It's the tax that kills you, man. Such bullshit, for real. Where's the lighter? There we go. When was your last tea break, by the way? When I was on house arrest, like 11 years ago. That was my. I don't take tolerance breaks. Tolerance breaks are for weenies, bro. I don't do that, man. I don't do the tolerance breaks. And then the one before that, when I was in jail. And then the one before that, when I was in jail. And Andre said, are you taking Hampton this year or avoiding more? I'm avoiding more because, look, I know he might not be drafted like at the 3-1 in a lot of leagues, but I just feel like he's going so early that I want to avoid. Yeah, it sucks, man. And Danny said, you don't have faith in Hunter this having a good year. I don't want him as a starter. Like, I have no faith in him as being a starter. Like, on your bench, that's cool, man, to where he's like a bye week fill-in and stuff like that. But as an every week starter, no, I do not have the confidence in him for that. And Mobbing Too Slick, what up, what up? MT2 said, fuck, man, I was on house arrest for a bit. Shit sucks, not gonna lie. Yeah, I was smoking while I was on house arrest for a good portion of it, but then I almost got caught, and dude, that scared the shit out of me. And so it was probably, I don't know, maybe like the last month, I think, that I stopped, and I was on from May until March, I think. So I was on house arrest for 10 months. That shit sucked, man. All right. Oh, yeah, for sure. If you're on house arrest, everyone's got an ankle monitor on. Yeah, I remember one of the things that I was allowed to do after a while, I signed up for a bowling league. And I was always wearing jeans because I didn't want people to. Actually, I think I wore jeans all the time when I was on house arrest because I just didn't want people seeing the ankle monitor. I really didn't. So embarrassed because I got a job like during that time and all that shit. And yeah. Yeah, did not want people seeing the monitor, bro. But hey. It's life. That's for sure. It happens. Said ankle monitor is a low key flex. Cause you're out the house. You out the house. Shit, on the way home, I would go pick up weed and shit, like all types of stuff. So yeah, it doesn't matter. 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Let's go Scary Terry. And we'll see what happens on the way back here. And PJ said, what's your take on the Parsons trade? They didn't give up a lot for one of the most popular defensive players in the league. That's for sure. And I don't think I still is he one of the best? If we're talking top 10, top 15, I'll throw him in there. But I think it's more popularity than anything. He's got good stats for sure. I'm not going to say he doesn't have good stats, but he got paid like a dude who throws down 20 sacks a year. Like, he's never done that. Like, the most he's got is 13, which is a lot. But 13 away from 20, you're closer to 10 than to 20, my friend. And that's the thing that's tough. And I know he pressures the QB and all that, and that's like super important. But if you ain't getting to the QB, yeah, it's not that great. It's not that great. And crispy tolerance breaks are for the weak. Hey, Toyota One, what up, what up, bro? Says about that time. Let's get it. Let's get it. What up, Phil? What did I say? What was pause worthy? I probably did say something and totally missed it. All right. I'm liking my squad so far through 5 rounds, but these next 2 rounds are going to be a doozy. I already know that. I'm very interested to see what happens, though. Wait, I did CD, Bucky, Brees, and James Conner and Scary Terry. Yeah. Yes, please. All right. Come on, Brown. Ooh, went Drake May. Was definitely going to be thinking about him, but let's smoke a bowl of Herbert. Oh, the 20 sacks a year. Yeah, he takes him to the chin very well. And Mobbin said, how's your team looking, bro? I think my team's on fire right now because I got CeeDee Lamb, Bucky, Breece Hall, James Conner, Scary Terry McLaurin in the fifth, and Herbert. Yes. Feeling good. I'm feeling it, man. I'm feeling it. And I got sniped a few times. This is a best ball draft, so I always try to go a little bit RB heavy because we get no moves. You get no moves at all. So that's why I'm always trying to be a little bit RB heavy. And yeah, because like in a league that I did earlier today where it was like just a normal super flex, my top two running backs were Saquon and Pacheco. So I was totally down to go hero RB. But yeah, and then I don't even want to talk more about who I had on there, but it's because Pacheco's already gone. And I got Pacheco in the seventh or sixth or something like that. So I didn't have to get him super early. So I felt good about that as well. Smoking on some birria pizza, my wife brought. Oh, smacking on some birria pizza. Nice, bro. Nice. I've never had birria pizza. That sounds interesting. Do you like, because you know all the birria fucking tacos and shit, they got all the sauce. Is there that kind of sauce on it? Do you get any of that sauce for Dunkin'? I'm very curious now. Very curious. And I'm liking how the QBs are playing now. Knock on wood that nothing crazy happens in these next ones, but I feel good. Because in some of these leagues, you wait till the sixth round, you ain't getting a guy like Herbert in the sixth round. Even like Drake May, he's going before the sixth round for sure. Nice. Made some birria ramen the other week. That holy fuck, it slapped. Yeah, birria, I like it, man. Just the birria tacos. I really like those, like the birria quesadillas or whatever the fuck, quesobirrias or whatever the fuck they call them. Those things are fucking good. And the sauce in a cup, mostly big ass. Mostly a big ass quesadilla. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. And hey, Dylan in the house. What up, bro? What's going down? Let's see it. Let's see it. Hell yeah. I said birria's fire, man. Yeah, I haven't hit up any birria taco places here in a little while. Hey, stranger. What up, bro? All right. Two picks in front of me. Let's see it. Toyota one on the clock. Then Mark. Tired of Mark trying to snipe me. And MT said, what were your changes? Oh, charges. It was possession for sale. It was always weed for sale. That was the only thing I've ever really gotten in trouble for. But some of them were like possession with intent to distribute, trafficking, like shit like that. Heavy trafficker, bro. Heavy trafficker. It's crazy because even like the time when I got caught with the most, it was me and one other person. I think it was like 5 or 6 pounds. It wasn't even anything fucking super insane. All right. Not a big fan of my QB2, but had to get it. But yeah, that's the only thing I've ever been in trouble for is selling weed. That's it. And Mo Benham, I said, man, I'm torn between Kyren and Hurts for my keeper this year in my salary league. You keep them at a certain price, right? What would be the price that you keep them at? And is it a single QB or a super flex? Hey, poker guts, what up?
Would Toyota one send me here?
Oh, man. Nice. That does look like a big ass. That does look like a big ass, just birria quesadilla.
All right. Someone hit me up about the draft. They said tonight's already full, right? And I missed it, but yep.
And Poker Gut said drafters mini tonight. This is the Hustler Best Ball Tournament is what it is. The one that I put on. So it's $11 and top prize is $10,000. We're getting up to 300 leagues. We are almost there. We're so close, right? This close. This is number 289. As you can see, it's a Lethal Weapon 4. Yeah, dude, I'm killing it with the thumbnails right now. Hope you guys have noticed. Oh, on the clock.
Let's see. I think I'm going to do that, but let me double check everything here. Oh, what round are we in? Round 8. Oh, shit. 15 seconds. 15 seconds. What are we going to do here? You know what? These running backs drying up. I'm gonna take J.K. Dobbins, lock in a fourth. And he said, let's see, Mobin, $2 for Kyren, 22 for Hurts, bro. As much as you like Hurts, like Kyren for two is like stealing, bro. Come on. It shouldn't even, I know it's a thing, but come on. We got to do the right thing, and we got to take Kyren. Yeah, $2, man, come on. Okay, and let me play a song real quick. I got doing something in the background real quick. There we go. How about this one? Everybody at the spot tonight. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Vibe with us. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Get hyped with us. Ain't no need to fight. Get up, wake up, get down to this time. We gonna light the night. Tell me you was high in life. Everywhere I seek, things speak to me. Things speak to me, please sing to me. Set up, break down till I'm weak. Each week we reach a new peak, and I wonder when it all might stop. Cause until then, I'll give it all I got. Come on, come on, come on, vibe with us. Come on, get hyped with us. Ain't no need to fight. And let's see. Leaning with Kyren with the quorum handcuff. Depending on how many bench spots you got. If you only got 5, I wouldn't worry about it. And Poker Gut said, how can I get into yours? Shit, all you got to do is ask. But in the future, if you go to 420crew.com, that's where I post all the links like every day, because we have drafts every day. But I'll put the link in the chat right now. It's the Mask of Zorro. What is tomorrow? There's probably nobody in there, so don't join and then leave. I just haven't got people in, but it fills every day. And it's only $11. It's the only way. One day. And he said, does best ball auction tournaments exist anywhere? I don't think so, man. It's because auctions take so long. If you want to join a redraft auction, I have a couple spots left in an auction on Tuesday and an auction on Wednesday. Mobin said, your intro got me hooked on Safe and Sound. Man, it's a fucking dope-ass song, bro. It's a fucking dope-ass song, man. We'll just play it right now again. It's always good. When we come down to your dreaming Safe and Sound. All right, let's see it. Let's see it, Crispy. Yeah, this draft sucked, man. Like, I got Crispy, Toyota 1, and Mark, literally the 3 spots in front of me. And then I got Brown on the other side. And Daniel, what up? He said, what would your strategy be for your first couple picks in the 8 spot and a 10 man? I'm actually picking in the 8 spot and a 12 man right now, if you want to check out my squad. This is best ball, so I go a little bit RB heavier in best ball. But I'd be grabbing an RB in the first round and probably a wide receiver in the second round is how I would start.
To no one like.
Yeah. And so I'd probably go running back first round, wide receiver second round. And then I'd probably just go back and forth. I'd want to mix in a tight end in like round 3 or 4, especially if you could get Kittle. Toyota One said, how do you think I'm feeling? I'm smashing between heavy hitters. It's tough. I feel like I'm doing pretty good too with all these savages. In this draft, I feel like I'm doing all right. Yeah, dude, look at your squad. I'm not mad at Warren that early, but I probably wouldn't have taken him that early. Did you feel like you were chasing running backs? Because, dude, getting Mace in there seems like a almost like chasing style pick. Now, that's why I always try to go running back early, so I don't feel like I'm chasing and just being forced to fill spots. Dang it, we had the Vampire League. Finish drafting, so I gotta lock everybody. Ding, ding, ding. Hey, said lightweight chasing. I mean, I'm just saying, ain't nothing wrong with it. It just happens. It happens. Par the course. There's been drafts where I felt like I was chasing.
Oh shit. Fuck it. We gotta get Flacco right now. Ray rock the jewelry. Well, that's a good. Like some headphones.
The biggest thing since the TV convention.
I'm from the California coast.
Beaches and bridges. Sitting on wires. And does the number of QBs you take in best ball change? So we start two quarterbacks in this league. So if you don't start two quarterbacks in your league, where you see me taking, I would pick like all of my starters. If you play with defense and special teams, not them, or not kicker, but I'd pick all the skill position starters, and then I would pick quarterback, and then I'd pick another quarterback very shortly after to get two total. Yep, poker guts. It's 11. And if you scroll up in the chat, you'll read that welcome message. The bylaws are in there. Make sure you check that out. And then you'll see the payment information like at the bottom of the welcome message. And yeah, any best ball that I do, it's 11. And we're drafting literally every single day, Saturday morning, Sunday morning. And we might do one early on Labor Day if people are down. And then, dude, still Tuesday, Wednesday, drafts. And then, man, Thursday, I'm telling you guys, just take off work. Let's draft all day. Let's draft all day for the best ball. So only $11 a piece. And we're all shooting for that $10,000 team. Like, we don't know who has it. One person's going to have it. Who knows? Could be drafted. It may not be drafted yet. Yep. Thanks for coming through. Daniel, are you new around here? You new around these parts? Like, ever since YouTube changed it to where it shows your username instead of the regular names, sometimes I just can't remember certain people if they've been here or not. But if it's your first time, man, appreciate you, bro. I'll be your best resource all year. And if you need any kind of one-on-one help or you want just more draft advice, go to 420crew.com. That's my Patreon. It's like my private, like, social media. I got a bunch of draft prep work on there. Got to be a paid member to get that part, though. But $5 is the minimum. I got a whole bunch of ranks on there, offense and IDP. And if you get to the $10 one or higher, you get one-on-one help. And I do offer draft help as well. If you get to the all access, you get help in two drafts. But yeah, hit it up. And dude, we are so close, man. Tomorrow's draft is the 290. We are 11 away. 12 away, I guess. But we already have one that's full that's drafting on Saturday. Okay, nice. First time, bro. I do a lot of like crazy leagues like Superflex, IDP, which is individual defensive players. So like when it comes to anyone who's in a single QB league, stuff like that, man, I will help you dominate leagues like that. Oh, Brown in the house. He said, Parsons, fuck the Cowboys. He said one that made me so happy. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Oh, man. And Poker Gut said, these settings are bizarre. Let me know what you think is bizarre, and I will walk you through it, because it's all very easy. A lot of the bonuses, they don't really make that much of a difference. They're very small. But it just helps players score a little bit higher. But they all have the same thing. It's all the same thing with the bonuses. If you're talking like bonus first down and shit like that, like I wouldn't change my draft strategy because of those kind of things. And if it's the IDP part that's crazy, dude, IDP is so easy. And the way that you can research, you can literally just come and look at some of these drafts and see what kind of players are getting taken. Oh, first, speaking of IDP, first one off the board, and I'm talking and smoking instead of drafting. Man, this is tough. This is tough. You know what? Fuck it. I really don't want Jacoby anymore since he wants to be traded, but maybe he'll get traded somewhere that'll end up being good. And what I found, some gamified stuff. What's the gamified stuff? All right. Inadvertent clock sucking by myself. Yes, I think I wasted about 30 seconds on that one. And I've got all my starters now, officially. If I say it's no longer gamified, okay. There goes Juwanna Man Jennings off the board. A lot of tight ends off the board in these last, what, six picks? We've had three tight ends. Yeah. Those are tight. Nothing worse than a loose end, I'll tell you that for sure. At least those ones were tight. Oh, man, it's tasty. What kind is this? The Government Oasis.
Dude, look at Minnesota Mike over there. Got Kelsey and Ingram on the squad. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. And Poker Guts, to be honest, this looks fun. He said, fun as heck. He said, what's the rake? Just go look at it. It's all in the bylaws. Go look in the bylaws. It's all there. It's all there. Yeah, just go look in the bylaws. I don't talk about that kind of stuff live, just in case. But yeah, all in the bylaws. But if you're asking if I'm making money from organizing this crazy huge tournament, definitely. Yes, I would not. This is the hardest that I've ever worked at something in my entire life, was to get this tournament to 300 leagues. Yeah, not even, I don't even know how many hours, but multiple hours per day, every single day since before March 12th. That was just the first draft that we did for this, was March 12th. Yeah, so insane. And the next year, we're going to be doing, this is going to be the flagship tournament. This one that's going to be where I'm going to be showcasing the drafts and all that is going to be this one. But I am going to do an offense only. The bylaws link is in the league chat. In the league chat. So just in the league chat on Sleeper, just scroll up to that welcome message and then just look at every point. But you should read those as well. It's just very important. Read those at least one time through. And then you'll see the link for the bylaws. It's a Google Doc. All right. But yeah, dude, this is super fun, man. We kill it every day. And you can even go on my YouTube channel and go on the live streams and go look at how many drafts we've done. Like I think I've done almost about 150 drafts live, maybe even more. That's what's crazy. Like I might have done more drafts live this year than we had last year total. But yeah, it's super fun, man. And it's so fun. There's multiple people in here with over 100 leagues that they're a part of. I'm one of them because I'm addicted just like everybody else. And I want that $10,000 prize. I've never won this tournament before. We've only had four winners in the past because this is year five for this. And man, I want to win. I don't know how, but because it just seems so impossible to win. That's really what it is. It seems so impossible to win because there's so many variables. But man, the winner last year, he got first and second place in the tournament, took home like $6,700. This year, man, you place two times in the top four, you're going to be loving the prizes because the top four are all getting a minimum of $1,000, and it's more than 1,000. I think it's, let me go see what it is because I don't even know what it is off the top of my head because I've been shouting out different payouts as we've been getting higher and higher. So 10,000, 2,800, 1,600, 1,400, and 800. Those are just the top five. And pays out all the way to 151 players. All right. Oh, come on. A lot of thinking going on right now, that's for sure. Because this is where, I feel like this is where the tournament's going to be won and lost, is with the bench. Everyone's got good starters. Who can stay healthy is going to be the big thing. Said Derek Amir going to place three times in the top 10, bold prediction. That's extra bold, man. That's extra bold. So you think that you and Derek are going to have six of the top 10 teams? That's what you're saying? And why Derek? He's fallen off a little bit. He has. What are we in? Round what? 13. All right. I'm going to go. Yeah, let's go, Mooney. All right. Okay, three of the top 10. Okay. I thought you meant each of you guys placing three times each. Yeah, Brown, he's up there, man. He's got the second most teams in the tournament. Derek, he's not low on the tournament, but he's only got 40-something. That's way, way different than what some of us have. Sorry, looking at some scoring settings. And is there a documented ADP? No, there is not. That would be super cool. Just not really sure how to do that without having to spend like 1,000 hours like trying to figure that out. One day, I'm sure there'll be some kind of AI program that'll help me break down like stuff like that. But yeah, not as of now. Round are in 14. You know what? Let's get Sherwood on the squad. So if you give me a list of all the drafts, I can program it for you up to today's date. Whew, man, bro. Send me an email, please. Send me an email, fantasyhustler420@gmail.com. Let's connect. Let's connect. Yeah, we might be able to run some projects together. Because, yeah, even just getting the list of the drafts would still take a long time. But, if you could do it that fast, I will fucking get that done by tonight and stay up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning if I need to. And but only one team can win first place, no matter how many teams you have, he said. But in the money. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of teams in the money. Said, sure, a lot of entries helps out the percentage. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, because I would say the person with the most entries last year, they didn't get first because Derek didn't have the most entries last year. But he hit on a couple people. And he hit on Chase Brown and he hit on Brian Thomas. And then he hit on, all right, man, the last Vampire League that we just drafted for, the guy who won the Vampire spot, he's so stoked because he's been trying for 5 years, I think. To get that spot, maybe even 6 years. I think he's been doing these leagues with me since 2020, and I finally got it. And he wasn't even going to do this last one. I messaged him. I was like, bro, I was like, nobody's even paid for the Vamp League yet. There might only be like two or three teams that actually get in this Vamp race. So the percentages are super, super high. All right, cool. I'll message you back right now. Poker Guts. Okay. All right. And Poker Guts, I'm messaging you back right now. Cool. And then I got your email saved. I'm sure that's probably how I'll have to send you all the info. Because it's shit. This is number 289 that we're doing right now. We got a lot in the books. Dude, I hate you guys, man. I just looking at now the picks right after mine, Brooks and Spillane. Couldn't even let those guys get a little bit farther. No. Oh, Mark, you son of a bitch. You little bastard. I was so going to take Van Ginkle and be like, I sniped Minnesota Mike. Nope. What file are the drafts in? Can you get one so I can start? You tell me, what do they need to be in? Because I was just gonna put it on a Google Doc and share the Google Doc. But yeah, let me know. But yeah, dude, I'm get to work on that tonight. I got one more. All right, CSV is fine if you can export. Okay, yeah. All right. But dude, Poker Guts, I have an idea that I want to throw past you. I'm just not really sure because, yeah, I've been wanting to meet someone like you who can help me like design some projects. All right. You know what? We're going to play a song right now. Oh, shit.
On me again.
Here we go. Some people call me the locked in those picks. We're in round 16 now. Round 16. Crispy said, I feel like I just got fired. Are you kidding me, dude? I need you during the regular season, bro. We're going to need like pretty much everybody who has more than 75 leagues. I'm going to be needing a little bit of help from you guys. Like, I want to be on the lookout for like super close matchups. We want to be on the lookout for the highest scoring teams. Yeah, we got a lot. And don't worry, like all that, I'm putting all that. And then I do have AI that helps me like break things down, but like it can't, like the AI program that I'm using, like it can't get this sophisticated where it's like pulling all the information. It's like literally needs to be a coder like him, because there's a way to get all the information from like wherever the fuck it's at to a spreadsheet. I know that. I just don't know how to fucking do it.
Brown said moving the girl and kids in this weekend, been doing stuff for that too. Nice, nice. So is that, that's what the new room was for, right? Is that what you were, what you worked on? Was that what it was all for? Cool. What? Stony versus SDSU. Who the fuck is, what college is named Stony? What the fuck? I still get updates for SDSU football and basketball. Dude, what the fuck? What college is named Stony? So I told her I should be ending things when football starts. Man, I hope it's just a joke. I hope it's just a joke. Shout out to Joseph, who just followed on Twitch. And there he goes right there. What up? Said I got Ladd and Marvin Harrison at wide receiver. Do I trade Kyler Murray and Jordan Addison for Herbert and Igbuka? I don't like it because I just don't like making trades like that where I'm trading a QB and a wide receiver for a QB and a wide receiver. Because, like, I bet by the time even Igbuka starts really getting ramped up that that's when Jordan Addison comes back anyways. No. And it's tough, but as long as Kyler stays healthy, man, he's got the best schedule for any quarterback this year. So I don't want to trade him away for something that's like equal value. Said, yeah, for her, I installed the air conditioner in there too, and it's all done. Looks so legit. Said about to break up with her, so it could be my man cave. Oh, man. Oh, man. Wait, you guys are breaking up, but they're are you like literally breaking up during like football season and that's it? Or because you said they're moving in? I'm so confused about that. They're moving in, but you're breaking up with them? Breaking up with her? Oh, man, before I start smoking this. Chaos is on the clock right now, so let's see here. Let's get a few people marked down in the queue here. Let's see. Hunter Henry, not too shabby. I'm gonna go tight end also. I'm gonna go Ertz. Okay, here we go. Here goes Brown. Yeah, just that's what I'm thinking. It's tough. Yeah, and if it's that tough, just don't even do it. Don't even do it. It's not even going to, I guess it improves your team for 3 weeks because Addison's not playing for those 3 weeks. But yeah, I don't like it, man. I don't like it. Who's your other wide receivers that you're going to have to play like in the meantime? Because if Ladd, Marvin Harrison, if those are your starters, who would be starting in place of Jordan Addison? Yeah, I hate those traits that are like super even like that. Yeah. I wouldn't be super excited about McMillan, but I do McMillan. You're talking about Tet, right? You're not talking about Jalen McMillan. But yeah, I like Tet more than Igbuka. So if it's literally only one flex spot that you have, I wouldn't even consider making that trade. Like if you're thinking about getting Igbuka just because he has three more games or whatever, I'd be okay just waiting. And okay. He said, totally kidding on breaking up with her. Okay, perfect. This is getting awkward. This is getting awkward. He said she's cool as hell, other than being a big Ravens fan. Oh, man. Battles are coming. Check the status. What up? He said, did I sell my draft by drafting London over RBs available? No. What do you mean? And I don't even, like, where'd you draft London? I don't even know who do you have on your squad? And Brown said she already paid the mortgage for the month. Okay. He said that was a shocker. That's cool. Nice. And what's your username on Sleeper? At FFHustler420. You can see it at the top of the screen. I'm the one with the green background who has CD Lamb at the top. All right. There's a shitload of leagues on there. It's going to be hard for you to figure it out, but I have a way that you can figure it out. Because, yeah, you don't want to do the ADP in every league. There's going to be like 600 leagues in there. You just want to do the ones for this tournament. But they all have a B and a B in there. They all say this one is the number 289 Lethal Weapon 4 Best Ball Division. They all have BB Division at the end. That's how you know that it's a part of this tournament if it has a BB division at the end, because it goes from 1 all the way to 289. And 267 has not been done yet. So if you can make a note on that, I don't know if that would like fuck anything up. But that one has not been completed yet. That one's drafting on Saturday. Yeah, he said, bravo, the Ratbirds fans. He said, nobody's perfect. Says, sniped, but Henry then Byard. Oh, that's what you get. That's what you get. And check the status, 12-man, 10th pick, went Nico, London, then Hampton, then Hubbard. Yeah, I mean, no, you didn't ruin your draft or sell your draft or whatever the hell you said, but I would have taken a running back with one of those first two picks. Because having Hampton as your number one running back, I just really don't feel like that's a recipe for success. Like, he might do good down the stretch, but you need someone who's going to be good for the entire season. And I'm not saying he can't be good for the entire season, but I bet you he does better in the second half of the season than first. Not best ball dynasty, just best ball division. Yeah, best ball division. Gonna see if I can trade for a running back, man. Dude, I'd wait. You need a running back, but yeah, what are you gonna do? You're gonna go weaken your starting lineup by trading a starter away to bring back a starter, or trade two starters away to bring back a starter? Just wait, bro. You want to wait until things start shaking out. Because people right now are making trades out of luxury. You want to wait until people are making trades out of necessity. When you get to that point, that's when you start getting like really good value. If people are just trading out of luxury, you're just going to get taxed. And then you might as well just not even do it if you're going to get crazy taxed. Okay. All right. And PJ said, need people trading out of desperation. That's the next level. That's the next level. And that's the one that you really want, because that's when you'll really come up on some great value. When people are trading out of desperation. And Cali Jam, what up, dude? Let's go. All right. Couple picks in front of me. And see, Cali Jam, how long did that draft take? It didn't even take that long, did it? But we need people joining tomorrow's draft in advance. So I'm going to throw the Friday link in there. It is the Mask of Zorro. Damn it. Fuck. Stupid Mac, the whole goddamn bottom of the screen. Hate when that happens. Dude, why is this thing fucking with me right now? Dude, this thing's fucking annoying. All right. You know what? I'm really surprised that this guy's still there. I'm going to grab Dart in the 20th round. Let's get a little Dart throw. Okay, here we go. Friday draft, everybody. Join up. It is the Mask of Zorro. We've already got one new guy in there. Poker Guts is in there. He's never drafted with us before. What was the trick to find out which ones are the right one? So look at the top of the screen. See how at the end it says it's number 289, Lethal Weapon 4, Best Ball Division. BB division, everyone that has that BB division, those are the ones. It's at the very end of each league. BB division, not BB dynasty. Crispy said there is BB dynasty, so make sure it's BB division. And there's that. Like I said, there's one that hasn't drafted yet. That's number 267. I don't know if it would fuck it up by putting it in there, but throwing it in. Yeah, Toyota wants it. I'll go to the loony bin with you, bro. Let's fucking go.
I'll smoke it with you, bro. We'll go to the loony bin together. I don't give a fuck.
All right. Got Kareem as well. There we go. Got up to 6 running backs now. Quincy said someone offered me McBride for A-Chain. I have CMC, Chase Brown. I value A-Chain more than McBride. So that's the thing that's tough, is I don't want to do like a one for one. Especially if it's a 10-man, like you can stream a lot easier at tight end in a 10-man than you can in a 12-man. Nah, I think I would hold on that. Because like they said, they're expecting him to suit up. And as long as he doesn't miss any time, yeah, man, we're feeling good about that. Yep, yes, sir. And are you new here, Quincy? Ever since YouTube changed it to where I see people's usernames, I feel like some people I don't recognize as first time here or been here before.
And Callie Jam said, just finished, took a little over an hour. Okay. Oh, from the clock suckers. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I took five QBs. Why'd you take five QBs, bro? You only have so many bench spots. He said Lamar starting. He said that Lamar starting and six starting running backs still have Jefferson, Adams, Kupp, and Ernst. Okay. Okay. Been here for years. See, fuck, man. It's just, it's the name. Like, man, that sucks. I'm going to stop asking people that. But yeah, man, YouTube, change it back to the fucking regular names. Change it back to the regular names. I hate seeing the usernames because I'm so used to seeing like everybody's regular name and whatever the fuck it says, because that's what's stuck in my brain, not all these damn usernames. But salute to you, Quincy. Appreciate you, bro. And oh man, yeah, it's crazy. I don't know why there's so many of these damn bots that are on the Kick platform. I stream over there, but man, it's almost, I guess it's not a waste of time because I don't have to spend any time to do anything on it. But man, that shit's so annoying. And Brown said, hey, first time here. How do I join a team? Sorry, the names are messed up for you. So, Brown, I'm just going to throw in tomorrow's draft again. How about that? I'm throwing tomorrow's draft. It's an $11 best ball draft. And if you want to follow along so you get daily updates, you go to 420crew.com. 420crew.com. You can get signed up as a free member to track the tournament, get all the draft links and everything like that. And if you sign up as a paid member, you get all types of draft advice as well. Okay. And PJ said, it's my second time here. My second time here. And my name is Tony.
Man, fuck Tony.
Fuck Tony. So funny. All right. Where's Mark going with this pick? I know where I need to be going with this pick. All right, cool. I already got a couple ready. Come on. Let's see it, Mark. And Crispy said, let's draft again. Another one tonight? Another draft tonight? We'll just draft till 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. Come on, Mark. Go, you fuck. And don't fucking snipe me either. Don't you do it. Cali Jam, Lamar, Goff, Murray, Fields, Darnold. Said didn't want the vamp to get a good QB. Fuck, dude. But yeah. But we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. I remember things have evolved since the very beginning. But I remember drafting three QBs towards the beginning. And even that, like, screwed me. Demario Davis was definitely one of the guys in my queue. Didn't snipe me because I was going Devin Lloyd either way. Who's gonna set off the super chats? That's what I want to see. Who's gonna set off the super chats here, and so we can get a dab flowing up in this biatch. And it's not for nothing either. It's not just to see me do dabs. You actually get raffle tickets, and we got a few items being raffled off, like a Snipe City shirt designed by yours truly. We got two different Snipe City shirts. Double X, don't worry. If that's a little big for you, you'll grow into it. Don't worry. And then we got from the Jersey Archives, we got an Andre Rison jersey. We got an Earl Campbell jersey, all signed. Ocho Cinco signed jersey. Frank Gore and Dante Culpepper. Yes, so we got some dope ones that you can choose from. And then we got three that are going out. Andrew Van Ginkle, yes, signed. Tyreek the Freak, signed, yes. And Bijan Mustard Robinson, signed jersey, signed. The Texas colorway, yes. Toyota the one, got my HR testing tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Oh, man, I'm not looking forward. Like, oh, man, 5 hours of staring at a computer screen. Ouch, that sucks. Yes, all right. Toyota One set it off. There we go. Okay. Yes, I am up to four IDPs now. Toyota One, you the man. Let me go mark you down real quick for those two entries. And then we're going to get into dabbing. Let's go. All right. And come on, guys, I need some help filling a league here. A couple leagues, really, like, the tough one filling is the auction. That's the tough one. And dude, fuck yeah, Phil, looks like we're doubling up over here. Hold on, where is it? Looks like we're gonna be doubling it up. Where the hell is this? Oh, there it is.
Double it up.
There you go. Okay, you guys are the shit. Marking you down, Phil, as well. And move this dabber out of the way so I don't knock it over on accident. And Poker Gut said, figuring out this friggin' API. Dude, I appreciate you, bro. This is about to be gangster. Poker Guts, man, he's about to do something huge for the tournament. He's gonna figure out the IDP or no, the ADP for the entire tournament. Dude, this is gonna be so fucking cool. Cause I'm sure there's a lot of us who are just very interested in what the tournament ADP is looking like. Dude, and Brown throwing down. Looks like we're rocking a couple dabs right now. And he said, Cowboys suck. Oh man. Okay, dude, now's the best time to get in those raffle tickets. Last week, before we do the raffle next Thursday, opening day, it's going to be happening throughout the show. I'm not exactly sure, you know, when I'm going to do it, but I know we're going to do, because how many raffles? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's going to be 6 people that win. So it's not even like we're going to do one like every single quarter. Like there's got to be a couple quarters where we double it up.
Double it up.
All right. Here we go. Shout out to Toyota One for setting that off. Shout out to Phil. Shout out to Brown. You guys are the shit. Hold on, damn it. Someone messaging me. Let me go respond real quick. Okay. All right, here we go. Dude, we're about to get fucked up real quick here because we got 3. Dude, fucking Regal broke my mouse. And I'm glad that he did because I got one of those trackpads now. And man, these things are cool. These things are cool. Way better than fucking using a mouse. And the Browns asking, I didn't think Jerry Jones could fuck up more. Proved me wrong. Yeah, the thing is, let's be honest, okay? We need some honesty right now out of people. Because I don't care if Micah Parsons plays on the fucking Cowboys. I know some people might not want him to play in their division, move divisions. But, dude, we all know that, like, they're not going to win a championship. And you don't pay for guys like that when you're not going to win a championship. He was not going to move the needle to make them a championship contender. And I don't know if anybody can move the needle to make them a championship contender. But, like, it's a bad move to get rid of a Micah Parsons because he's so popular. Maybe he sells you a couple extra tickets, but I'm sure they're going to sell out without Micah Parsons. But look at how much he wanted. Man, he wanted so fucking much. Like, that. It was the smart move to trade him away because then he's going to leave after the year and you ain't getting nothing. So I'm just saying it's dumb what they did, but, and Jerry loves the DT they got. Maybe, but yeah. Oh, man. All right. Thankfully, someone in my queue. Cali Jim. Let's go. He said, fuck it. I'm not waiting on the grade. He said, blaze that shit up. Let's go. Oh, and now I got 3 more of these to go. Oh, man. Satellite or Nick, what up, dude? You want to see me losing my breath? Just rewind 30 seconds. Woo! Oh, but you got perfect timing because we got 3 more. We got 4 more. Okay. Guys, if you want to see me get rid, I'm going to go record for sport for Sports Idiot Nation after the show. Oh, man, they're going to get a fun version of me. Oh, man, what are we in, 24th round? Damn it. All right, fuck it. Okay, let me mark more IDPs down on my queue here. I'm still catching my breath. Oh, I know you guys might have been worried. Satelliter, woo!
man. Oh, man. Four dabs later, Huss talking faster than Flock. Nah, I talk slow. I enunciate. Like when that's why when I get high, I talk fast sometimes, but a lot of times it just slows down the process. And that's what I need. I need it to slow down. Just like when you're out on the field and everything gets slower because you're like so good. That's what happens. It slows everything down. Okay, I got a bunch for now. And more dabs, more dabs. More power, more power.
I don't think so, Jim.
Okay. And yeah, you shouldn't have to do it manually to get the draft results. I think I can automate it all. Dude, I hope so, man. I hope so. Because that would be fucking cool. And yeah, I didn't even want to take the time to even try. Because, you know, me doing it by hand, dude, how long would that fucking take? Yeah, like now in this like whole AI fucking world and coding world that we live in, there's always got to be a way to automate it, right? And that's what I'm all about now. My time's precious. I got to be very efficient with my time. And okay, yes. Killed me. Okay, hold on. Woo, Cali Jam. Oh man, he said this is a Ghost Rider requesting a flyby. Said, get you some water and some snacks, homie. Yeah. Okay. First, let me mark everybody down so I don't forget. Let's see. Brown's the last one I marked down. So we got Cali Jam. And then we got another Toyota one. Okay, and then we got Satelliter Nick. That was a two. Okay, and then we got another fiver from Cali Jam. I appreciate you guys. You guys are the shit. Because you guys know this is a 100% funded fan show. So if you guys aren't doing things like that every once in a while, like maybe I earned 50 cents from YouTube for the hour for 2 hours or whatever. So I really appreciate it because, yeah, it's you guys helping keep the lights on. That's the way that you should look at it, man. I really appreciate it. That is for sure. And you keep forgetting the T-minus 10 minutes. What T-minus 10 minutes? What? in best ball or which one? I did very good today at reminding people. I did very good. Yeah, but maybe I didn't do 10 minutes in that one. Maybe I did 50 or 25 or something. Okay. And he said Cali Jam came out of nowhere and had some crazy good drafts too. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Mark hasn't been around since the beginning. That's what's crazy, but he's got over 100 of these leagues now with us. So he's been around long enough to be in a third of the tournament so far. And Toyota one said another one just cuz. Okay. Hold on. I got to even mark this down. How many do I have to do right now? Okay. Let's see. Seven. Okay. So I'm going to mark these down. I'll mark down all eight. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One. One marked. There we go. All right. Crossed one off. Okay. Whew. And we're gonna have to do these fast too because I gotta try to get off of here like around 8 o'clock. I don't know if I'll be able to grade people. I'm gonna be like dying from these dabs. Okay, here we go. And he said you won't remember in 10 minutes when the dab kicks in. Okay, here we go. Oh shit. I'm already fucking up. I didn't even take the cap off. I almost put the dab on the cap. Okay. Here we go. And almost to me here. And I know where I need to go. So Crispy said, why you keep killing Shipley's value? Bro. He gets drafted way earlier than that. What are you talking about? He goes way earlier than that. Dude, what the fuck? Is there really no better IDP players right now? Dude, it's pretty slim. All right. And there we go. Go Slayton. There we go. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's fire it up. Let's fire it up. Dude. Poker Guts, this is dope. This is dope. Oh, we got your boy. Oh, man, you fucker. Damn it. I didn't add him to my queue. Fuck, I usually always... Oh, I know why I didn't add him, because I didn't go look for Van Ginkle every time I look. I'm not even going to tell you guys what I do. And you could probably already figure it out for what I started to say. One, two, three, four. So I got my five. I still got a good starting five for my IDP. But I got to get 10. Ooh, all right. All right. Okay. Number two. Number two down. Just got to give it a second to cool off, and then we're about to pack another one. Dude, you guys got to go get a doc. If you guys don't have one of these Dr. Dabbers by now, I'm just saying, are we dabbing like we're Fred Flintstone with some fire, instead of dabbing like George Jetson with his crazy ass technology? Let me throw it in there. But yes, go get your Dr. Dabber e-rig today. And we only fuck with Dr. Dabber around here, okay? Don't fuck with anybody else. Dr. Dabber is the way to go. Because they're the ones. They're the ones that are taking care of me to make sure that I can remind you guys, this is the go-to brand for us. It is. Go-to brand. Yes, someone just resurfaced about paying. They were like, hey, can you just send me the league safe link? Yes. I realized I need to just do shit like that to make it easier. Even though, like, in the beginning, I'm like, you motherfucker, it's in the league chat. Okay. And, so the leagues that I'm filling, come on, guys, help. We got a draft on Monday. It's a WWF-themed super flex, offense only. I do a Royal Rumble to represent for the draft order. So fun. We did one today for the kids league. It's on the YouTube channel if you want to check it out. It's fucking cool, man. So fucking cool. And so what I'm going to do this year, we're just doing 20 man, and because you can pick either 10, 20 or 30. Actually, I think you can even do a 40 because of the Saudi Arabia 40 man, like Royal Rumble or whatever the fuck, you know, they did in the past. So that's going to be cool, man. You guys don't want to miss out. The Superflex IDP already filled up. I think everybody's paid in that one. Actually, there's one person who hasn't paid as of yet, but he said that he was going to pay when he got off of work. So we'll see. But yeah, that the Superflex IDP, that's the one that filled, but we got a couple spots left in the Superflex offense only one. Let me go see. Yeah, we got four spots left as of now. Help Phil. Nick said he's paying tonight. And then Dirty Zub. He said he was going to pay when he gets off of work. And then here I go on the clock. All right, fuck it. There we go. Now we got six. We need more. And I'm packing another one. We're going for number three. And Soccer Mariano, what up? He said, what's up, man? He said, back for the season. Is it Bowers? Is Bowers for Jaden Daniels and Kelsey a good trade or bad? Is it a single QB or a super flex? And if it's a single QB, who's your other QB that you got right now? And Joe said, can you send me the link for the super flex offense only? I'm just going to put it in the chat right now. All these are paid through League Safe. You want to pay as soon as you join so your spot's secure. And this is the 55. And I got the link right here. And don't announce what wrestler you want, because I do a race like I do for all the leagues. And then based on the finishers and the win and the order that everybody finishes in that race, that's when we draft the wrestlers. The draft is Monday. It is Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And that time is not negotiable. So please don't ask to change it. All right. You know what? Let's go. Cam Curl. There we go. And single QB league, two RBs, two wide receivers, one flex. Yeah, Purdy is my QB. Nah, I'm just gonna hold. It'd be nice to get what's his name? Jaden. That's a single QB league, man. Like the QB is probably gonna have such like a very little part. Like Bowers will make more difference to you in it winning a championship than Jaden will. Let's just put it that way. Because Purdy should be serviceable enough for you. He has a pretty easy schedule in the grand scheme of things. Their system, just good things come out of that system. But yeah, Jaden with the rushing. That is sexy. It is sexy. And it's not that bad of a trade either, but I'd hold with what you got. Okay, here we go. Oh man, only one bar. Shit, gonna have to charge this in between dabs now. Yep, yes sir. Make sure you keep coming back, man. I'll make sure you don't make any mistakes on these trades. And Cali Jam said time of Monday and cost. So it's a 55 and it's 4 p.m. 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 p.m. West Coast time.
Oh,
dude. Bro, I'm getting a boner just thinking about it. Because this is something that I've been thinking about for a long time. And needing to meet someone like you who knew how to do this shit. Because Sleepers, fucking, it's open source or whatever where you could get all the info. But yeah, this is fucking, this is titties. This is tight butthole for sure. It's fucking awesome, man. I cannot wait to see what it fucking comes out with, man. I really can't. Fuck. It's only the ones that I've drafted in. Shit, that's only like a third of the tournament. Dang it. Because it gives the ADP for everything, right? Man, we should have gave you Crispy's fucking sleeper name because he's in more of these drafts than me. But even him, he's not in 300 of them. Dang it. How are we going to get the extras? Whatever it defines as your league. Okay. Hopefully we can get them in all of them. But either way, I've been drafting from March until now. So at least mine will be like a good represent. At least the ones that I'm drafted in should be a good representation of how the ADP kind of changed. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. This is going to be so fucking cool. I'm so excited. You guys better be on Patreon because that's where I'm posting it. It's going to be a shitload of information. And shit, I may just download the file so people can just pull it up and look at it. That might be easier than just like copying and pasting the information. Fuck, who do I fucking want here? Dude, I hate you guys, man. You guys fuckers. Taking all the fucking good late IDP guys. I still got more, but man, taking all of them. Dude, let's collab on that, bro. Because I've already got like such a sick idea for a website. I needed someone who knew how to do all this shit. I got all these ideas up here. I just can't get it down to fucking code. Yes, let's collab on this for sure. And he said where you can cross out guys as they get drafted. Dude, that'd be so good. That'd be a way, like, because that'd be like a good, like, free tool that you could offer to, like, just get people to the site. Like, you have no idea. Like, I have a group on Facebook with 100,000 people in it, and I can't even tell you how many times someone posted and asked for that. Can't even tell you how many thousands, I'm talking thousands, maybe tens of thousands of times that I've seen that. And that's literally just in this month. Like, I know it's been that many because like I have that in as like a keyword and I've had to go through and fucking cross, let them all go through. But yeah, this is excited, man. You don't even know how excited I am, Poker Guts. We're definitely gonna collab on some more stuff and figure some stuff out here. All right, fuck it. And TJ said, Todd as well. And Cali Jam, how many raffle tickets? Here we go. Let me see how many you're up to. 170. 170. Yes. And that's a lot of raffle tickets. And So everybody, did you, just in case you didn't hear what's being raffled off, we have a few items that are being raffled off, and it's all happening next Thursday, 1 week from today. We're going to have 6 raffled items during the game. We're going to have 2 Snipe City shirts designed by yours truly. We got this one right here. That one might be my favorite, but this one's dope too. And I'm going to be rocking those shirts for when it's draft day. I know I'm drafting right now, but like when we have like the auction draft and stuff, get ready. Like that's a real Snipe City on the fucking auctions. And then from the Jersey archive, someone's going to get their choice of Andre Rison, Earl Campbell, Chad Ochocinco, Frank Gore, or Dante Culpepper. All signed jerseys. You'll get to pick one of those 5. And then the big ones. Yes, the ones we're so excited about. The Andrew Van Ginkle signed jersey, the Tyreek Hill signed jersey, and the Bijan Robinson signed jersey. It's the Texas colorway. Yes. And dude, I'm excited. Toyota One said, where am I at? Let me see. 326. And I gotta hurry up and dab. Okay. Dang it. And they said they're almost ready for me over there because I told them around 8:00. Okay. So I'm going to try. I don't even know if I could do 5 dabs in 15 minutes. That's what I have left. Here we go. In the chamber. Here we go. All right. I'll keep the charger right there so it's nice and close. Keep it up front, bud. I'm working, Satellite. We're getting to it. What up, Jamie? Dude, I need to be charging this because I wasn't expecting to do this many dabs in a row. We need more power.
I don't think so, Jim.
Hey, what up, Jamie? Yeah, I'm beyond for another 10 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that, 15.
Dude, I need to be, I got one, two, three more. Nice. Shit.
Kind of grabs you by the boot, don't it?
Fuck. Oh. Oh, back on the clock. Woo! Oh. All right. I'm going to try to power through these. I'm just going to come stumbling into that other show. Fuck, I need to clean up shit behind me for that show. Because my shit's not as narrow, and I'm always here. It's like before I go on their show, I always got to fucking clean up everything. Damn it. And Regal was playing in here. So there's like a whole bunch of fucking like pillows that he was jumping on and shit. Oh, holy shit. Holy shit. Dude. Oh, so you'd be stumbling. I'm just going to be like falling coming through the door. So fucking funny. Oh, whew. I'm trying. And dang it, every time I go on their show, I gotta remember I gotta run the whole fucking behind the scenes, clear the cache tool. All right. I tried to pack this one a little bit smaller. I don't know if I succeeded or failed. I guess we're gonna find out very shortly here. Fuck, I only have 2 more people in my queue and I got 3 more picks. Fuck. Oh, man. Hey, JJ, what up? He said, as a Cowboy hater, this is hilarious. And he said, imagine now that Parsons got paid, he just turns into a bum. He's never really been that great. I've been very vocal about how, like, he wants to be paid like the top defensive end in the league. And he hasn't really performed like the top defensive end in the league. Cali Jam, think we're parked, man. How am I drive? His name is Rap.
Damn it. Fuck. Fuck. Dude.
Shit. Whew. I don't even know if I can handle another one this quick. It's, man, I can't even breathe. Yeah. Oh. Because, yeah, I can't even do any more right now. I need, like, more of a break. Oh. Oh, shit. Okay. Here goes the end credits, guys. I can't even breathe right now. And not like for real. I'm just like catching my breath and not like dying. But whew, this shit's crazy. So I owe four on the next stream for you guys. I got it marked. Appreciate everybody. Whew. Appreciate all you guys. Oh, fuck. I autoed. Oh, no. I hate Will McDonald. Oh. I fucked up on the last pick. Will McDonald. Waste of a pick. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Peace out. We'll see you tomorrow.
On me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.